Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. As odd as it seems, many Christians today do not attend church. The parents observe the teachings of Christ and even reinforce them in their children, but when Sunday rolls around, they can be found anywhere but in church. Seems kind of strange, doesn't it? Kind of like an avid fisherman never going out on the river. I suppose if you knew that the fisherman had suffered a terrible boating accident, you might understand why he stays away from something that he loves. Well, the same is true for many unchurched Christians today. Somewhere along the way, they were hurt and some even devastated by something or someone in the church. That pastor hurt me. All they talk about is money. I can't stand the hypocrisy. They talk about love, but I went there for 3 months and no one so much as even shook my hand. These are just a few of the reasons I've heard why people no longer attend church. Christian researcher George Barna recently released findings that over 10 million born-again Christians do not attend an organized church. 10 million! I know the feeling of church hurts all too well. Some of my life's deepest wounds were inflicted in the church. Once, I left a staff position in a church and a dear member there insisted on paying for our moving truck. Months after our move, I learned that I had been accused of swindling the member out of the money by none other than my former pastor. I thought, now that's the farthest thing from the truth, and I became depressed, and in no time at all, I was soured on the church. Just when I was about to write off all pastors as being rotten, it dawned on me. You know, I've gotten food poisoning before, but I didn't stop going to restaurants. Jesus knew what it felt like to be hurt by the church. But in Mark 11:25, he says, "If you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses." It's not easy to forgive a deep hurt. Neither is it easy for God to forgive you. But if you can forgive and give someone another chance, God can forgive you too. So, give the church another chance. Keep looking until you find one that your whole family enjoys. Stay positive and know that one bad apple doesn't spoil the whole bunch. You know, it's a good thing I didn't write off every pastor as being rotten. If I had, I'd be having a very difficult time with my vocation today. That's Family Matters. I'm Pastor Paul Kendall. Everybody wants a family and a place to call home. If you're looking for a home church, come to Zion Tabernacle, where family matters. Every Sunday morning's 10:30 service is filled with great music and Bible teaching for the whole family. Once the service is dismissed, you're free to go but invited to stay for free refreshments and an opportunity to get to know your brothers and sisters in the Lord. This is Pastor Paul Kendall inviting you to come and visit us this Sunday morning. We're located just 1.6 miles west of US 1 on Midway Road in Fort Pierce and on the web at ziontabernacle.com. We're waiting for you at Zion, so come be a part of the family.